Syria says it is ready to discuss forming a new unity government during peace talks in Geneva. Syria's UN ambassador Bashar al-Jafari said, however, that the fate of President Bashar al-Assad is a red line. The comments came after the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee suspended its formal participation in the UN-brokered talks in Geneva. Jafari described that as a childish behavior.
The Saudi delegation has no right to monopolize power and claim to represent all the delegations of the Syrian opposition. If they don't want to participate, they're free not to do so. But they're not allowed to make that decision on behalf of the other sides wishing to continue in intra-Syrian talks without foreign intervention and without any preconditions.
Meanwhile, the chief coordinator of the main opposition group has urged major powers to reassess the ongoing truce. Riyad Hijab added that there will be no solution for the Syrian crisis with President Assad. He says some opposition officials are planning to leave Geneva on Tuesday over the continuation of violence in Syria. The truce deal, engineered by the U.S. and Russia, is aimed at paving the way for ending the five-year conflict. It came into effect in late February. Fresh terrorist attacks in Syria have killed three children and injured five others in Idlib province overnight. The attacks occurred in the countryside town of Kafraya. According to local sources, armed groups besieging the town fired a number of rockets and mortar rounds at residential houses. This act of aggression marks a new breach of the ceasefire agreement reached in February. Just last week, a civilian was killed and four others were injured in a terrorist attack in the same province. Syria has been gripped by foreign-backed militancy since March 2011. The conflict has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives and displaced nearly half of the country's pre-war population.